Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about Ukraine and when it's going to start, because there's a whole bunch of messages in my inbox asking. And basically, they all have the same tone. It's people saying, hey, you know, every other week they're saying that it's going to start now, that it's going to kick off any moment. That this week will be the week that the counteroffensive begins. And of course it doesn't. It hasn't yet. Okay, so what's going on? The same thing the Russians did before they invaded. If you go back before the invasion, before this most recent incursion, you'll find Russia running troops up to the border and then doing nothing. Happened a couple of times. In fact, I'm not sure if I released it or not, but there's actually a video that I recorded that says, hey, you know, looks like they're pulling them off. And then they sent them right back in. It's to keep up the element of surprise. Think about how annoyed you are for whatever reason. You're waiting for the news. Imagine being on the receiving end of it. And every other week, it's starting today, it's starting today. Eventually, you stop believing it. And once you stop believing it, well, that's when it happens. It's relatively safe to assume that the Ukrainian military is making moves every time these rumors start to surface. That's what really kind of originates the rumors, right? The Russians have to respond to those. They have to get ready. They have to get on guard. Maybe they move troops around. And every time they do it and don't do something, it degrades the resolve, their alertness. Because they've done it so many times, it becomes routine. Once it becomes routine, well, they're not really paying attention anymore. So the delay, it's a psychological thing. And pretty much every military does this at some point or another. The thing is, it always works. It's kind of a constant. If you constantly expect something and it doesn't happen, eventually you expect it to not happen. So even with good intelligence, let's say Russia has good intelligence, and they're like, oh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's movement. Get ready. After the third or fourth time, you know, it becomes the boy who cried wolf. And they stop paying attention. Just remember, at the end of that story, there's actually a wolf. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.